Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
He needs to get his blank together or the team's just going to move forward. And that's the culture you want to have established.
You should see what it's like trying to control Bilstead around here. Like every show, he's pulling on his jersey.
I am insufferable.
He's obnoxious. Just obnoxious.
I see the ego with this McKinney thing just continuing to grow. So I feel for you and Pancake about how
it's not a good
how
stick.
Much that has to be in a daily basis. Oh, God.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Store owners and homeowners boarding up in Florida. That sound coming from Fort Myers as they prepare for Hurricane Milton. Expected to make landfall late tonight or early tomorrow morning as a Category 3 or 4 hurricane, bringing up to 18 inches of rain and a record storm surge of up to 18 feet. 15 feet is kind of the 15-foot storm surge that they're worried about and what that could do.
If you're in a single-story house and we get a 15-foot surge, which means immediate, that water comes in immediately, there's nowhere to go. That home that you're in ultimately will be a coffin.
That is Mayor Jane Castor telling residents to get out. Now, the time is now. You're still seeing some people trying to get out of Florida at this point as they follow this storm.
Surging from a Category 4 to a Category 5 storm yesterday, Milton's potential landfall zone extends across hundreds of miles. In other words, says Governor Ron DeSantis,
almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge,
prompting him to order the largest National Guard deployment in the state's history.
So everyone's trying to get up, but not everyone. Some are staying put. They're in a place where it's safe for them to do so. Others have no place to go.
I mean, we can leave, but you're looking at the interstate. By the time you find a place, it's no place. You can't go to Georgia. You can't go to Carolina. So you got to go west toward Pensacola, Panama City. I'm pretty sure all that's booked.
Yeah, it's booked. Where are you going to go? In St. Petersburg, residents near construction sites are being told to relocate. The city says there's not enough time to secure the high-rise cranes. So they ran out of time to secure the cranes.
Oh, so those could collapse and fall onto stuff?
We've been talking about this storm for days. So they're asking those people to move. Hospitals they're concerned about. They have the aquafence in Tampa. Tampa General has an aquafence that potentially can hold 15 feet. That's where this one's going to be, so we'll see what happens. I thought this was interesting. I'll leave you with this. This is the mayor again, Jane Castor in Tampa. Of all the things that we're dealing with, this is one of the aspects they're dealing with as well. This was her request.
Please don't get political on this.
Yeah, please don't be political. Can we all just work together?
This storm is going to affect everybody, and we are getting the help that we need from all of the different governmental officials.
Again, the hurricane expected to hit just south of Tampa late tonight, early tomorrow.
I'll hate Milwaukee forever. That about characterize what Winker said?
Yes.
We'll get into that in sports. Coming up next, it's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
They're calling it Brewers TV. Change to the broadcast, Brewers games coming next season. Diamond Sports, which produces the games now on Bally's, is having financial trouble, to say the least. Major League Baseball will be stepping in to produce and distribute Brewers games for the 2025 season.
This, we think, is a long-term play. We think this is the future of local media for Major League Baseball.
The Brewers president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger, they're making the announcement at American Family Field Tuesday. So Rick says if you got cable or satellite, you will get this channel. There will also be a streaming service, just like there was. So materially, probably doesn't change a lot.
May just look a little bit different.
Exactly. And the broadcast team will remain intact.
The good news is all of our broadcasters are Brewers employees, so everybody's coming back. We're excited with the crew. We think we have some of the most talented groups of television announcers, whether you start with Brian and you and Bob and Sophia and Schroeder and Jeff Levering.
And, of course, as far as radio is concerned, right here on WTMJ, worries there. Bucks, which air on Bally Sports Wisconsin, will remain the same for the upcoming season, future uncertain.
That's right!
You know how you get frustrated when you see the graphics on television that say all eyes on the stock market?
Yes.
We talked about this. That's like you think that's lazy, right?
I think it's lazy, and it's also not accurate.
Another one that you'll hear from time to time is, as expected, comma, this is happening. Well, if we all expected it, that's not news.
Why is it in the news?
So I'm going to share something with you that's not news. As expected, the Mets are a win away from advancing to the NLCS.
Right.
Because that's what happens when you beat the Brewers in the playoffs. You advance and ultimately get to the World Series. Your buddy Jesse Winker with a bomb.
Why is he
yesterday? Fox Sports 1 with the call as he watched it.
He milked the moment.
Yeah, he milked the moment. He sat and watched it until it landed 430 feet away. Yeah, just watched it all the way as they win 7-2. So teammate Pete Alonso was asked about Winker's gawking.
If you're going to hit a ball, I think however far it was, like 450 feet, then yeah, you can for sure look at it.
Yeah, I guess you can. Winker, of course, not well-liked here in Milwaukee. Well, the feeling apparently mutual. He tells the New York Post, as far as Milwaukee goes, quote, I'll hate them forever.
What? What guy?
Imagine if he could be mayor of this town. If he would be doing last year what he's doing right now, he'd be mayor of this city. People would love him.
Yeah, only last year he went 0-for in the playoffs for us.
He was irked when Montas hit him in the final series AmFam. Before the regular season, they plunked him, and he didn't like that because he tweaked his back. He hurt himself trying to avoid the pitch. And because of that, he was PO'd. He said that triggered him. He also says he doesn't plan on talking to Adamas ever again. We did ask Tim Dillard last week, like, what's the deal? What's his problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he was kind of well-liked, honestly, last year. maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
Anyway, so the Mets are a win away from advancing. So are the Padres. Padres win. They beat the Dodgers 6-5. So they are one win away from advancing to the NLCS.
Explosive revelations or allegations, depending on who you believe. We'll get into some of the things that Bob Woodward is writing about in his new book. It covers President Biden. It covers VP Harris, former President Trump, and other world leaders. That's next on Wisconsin's Morning News. An explosive new book from esteemed journalist and author Bob Woodward. The term bombshell, often overused in our language, particularly on the news.
As
another one. All eyes on, right? This was collectively a nuke. Right? Bombshell after bombshell about President Biden, VP Harris, former President Trump.
It is an unprecedented look behind the scenes at Joe Biden, unfiltered. Profane. He likes to drop the F-bomb. We really learn how leaders and top U.S. officials speak to each other and about each other behind the scenes.
That is Jamie Gangel on CNN, who received an advanced copy of the book. CNN is calling it obtained a copy. I assume the publisher gave it to her.
I was going to say, generally, they send them out.
She didn't sneak in somewhere and steal it. But she is reporting on Woodward's reporting. Okay, so among the revelations, or as I said, accusations, depending on who you believe at this point, President Biden has a fiery relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Listen to how Biden, according to the book, talks about Netanyahu.
Furious with Netanyahu, and he says to an aide, quote, that son of a, you can read it on there, Bibi Netanyahu, he's a bad guy, he's a bad effing guy. He doesn't give a about Hamas. He gives a blank only about himself. He's an effing liar. 18 out of 19 people who work for him are effing liars.
But otherwise, I like him. Jeez. Woo.
Well, I can't defend. I'm not trying to justify anything. But if you're in the heat of the moment in the war room trying to figure stuff out, you let stuff fly, I suppose, eh?
So, of course, there's a ton of Trump stuff also. The most stunning information in Woodward's reporting is that President Trump, at the height of COVID, sent COVID testing equipment to Russian President Vladimir Putin for his personal use.
Putin, please don't tell anybody you sent these to me. Trump, I don't care, fine. Putin, no, I don't want you to tell anybody because people will get mad at you, not me. They don't care about me.
So that purportedly a transcript of a conversation between President Trump and President Putin.
Why would Putin care what people think of Trump?
Well, that is an important question. I guess you need to get the book.
Oh.
Also, Trump reportedly has had multiple calls with Putin after leaving office, that they somehow, the allegation is that they maintain a relationship. Now, Trump, for his part, denies all of it. Spoke with ABC's Jonathan Carl by phone.
He said was that you've had a number of conversations with Putin. Is that true? I mean, I imagine that could be.
No? False.
Oh, really?
That's false.
So you haven't spoken to him since you left the White House?
No, I have not.
So there's so much more here. The book isn't even out yet. And we'll get into a little bit more of some of the allegations coming up after 8 o'clock. But you met Woodward.
Right.
Not that long ago, he was in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Bob Woodward, of course, made famous for breaking the Watergate scandal, which would lead to the resignation of President Richard Nixon.
The power of the office and the presidency is increased substantially in that time. Each new president has new powers.
Yeah, so Woodward was in town almost a year ago, and I got some FaceTime with him last November when he visited UW-Milwaukee's Waukesha campus. And in 2019 and in 2020, he spent a lot of time talking to Donald Trump. Don't forget the Trump Tapes book that came out a little bit around about 4 years ago now. And a lot of those interviews he had with Trump were over the phone.
We would be at home that year, and the phone would ring, and we would think, is it one of our two daughters? Is it a friend? Is it a robocall? Or is it Donald Trump? And it would often be Donald Trump.
Was there a random time when Trump called, like middle of the night? Or
not the middle of the night, but late at night, 10 or 11 o'clock.
So he'd always have to like keep his bearings and like kind of like have a list of questions, you know, topical things that were happening in the world at that moment, because he never knew when the phone might ring when Trump would talk to him. And I only bring that up is because we've heard that type of thing before, where Trump actually sometimes is the source. You know, you hear often, well, sources say this. Oftentimes back during that presidency, it was actually just him calling some people like Woodward. The thing about this, and one question I would love to ask Woodward now, is if he were back in town, would be, is that the right thing to do? To be able to get information like this, sourced information, and then hold it, and then profit off a book that you sell on it versus reporting on it when you got the
information. That's the news right now.
Yeah,
right.
This is like important news. Why sit until now to drop it in a book? Why didn't it get reported on? Why didn't you share this information when you got it?
Some other stunning revelations from the book. As I said, we'll get into it just after 8 o'clock this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up in sports, we'll talk about this new deal that the Brewers have with Major League Baseball to broadcast the games. Will it change anything for you, question mark? Doesn't sound like it, but we'll let you know in sports.
More than a dozen states are filing a lawsuit against video sharing app TikTok, alleging harmful effects of its platform that are harming the mental health of millions of American children and teenagers. ABC's Dr. Darian Sutton.
I think the algorithm can be seen as addictive because it's feeding back what you're looking for. Every time you scroll, you see a video that you like. The longer that you stay on that video, the more interest you show, the more likely you're going to see more videos like that.
Yeah, so TikTok now responding to this suit, saying the company's been trying to work with the attorneys general to find constructive solutions to this industry-wide challenge. So TikTok says, hey, babe, this ain't just us. We're not the only ones that are keeping your kids stuck on the site for hours on end.
Is this the new, like, tobacco legislation?
Well, the Surgeon General did announce right that this is, I mean, it. I would say that's a great analogy.
And by that, I mean, like, for years, like, how you got all these tobacco lawsuits was because the industry claimed that there were no addictive qualities or that right there were no links or yeah, whatever. And then it was revealed that not only did they know, but they chose to profit off of that, I
right
guess, was where was that important step. And if you're going back and to say, no, these guys know that their algorithms cause people to be addicted, they're deliberately doing that.
Right,
does
right
that cause them to expose themselves to this litigation?
And then listen to this quickly. So this is what Dr. Sutton says. Listen to these ages about the recommendations for what different age groups should be looking at a screen.
General recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics. For example, children under 2 should have no screen time. Between 2 and 5, no more than 2 hours of screen time that is monitored by an adult. And then above the age of 5, for all of us, no more than 2 hours of screen time.
No more than 2 hours of screen time for all of us. Anyone 5 and up?
Well, I guess we're leaving after the show. we're done for today. Right. Like, everything we do is screen time. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturday here on WTMJ. It's 7:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Your storm team forecast. I have a drop, maybe, of rain.
When?
Maybe.
Like this week?
The only time rain is listed in the five-day forecast would be a chance of scattered showers. Of course, it falls on the weekend. That would be Sunday, where it is breezy and cool with a high of 59 degrees. Otherwise, dry weather through Saturday. Sunshine today with a high of 70 degrees.
Wow. Okay.
Looking through some of the revelations, if you will, or accusations, if you don't believe them. Nonetheless, all this stuff that came out of Bob Woodward's book that is due out next week called War. CNN was first to report some of the things that are in that book. You want to know which one? You know which one made me laugh, right?
With the Ukrainian president?
Okay, there was that. No, I was thinking of our senator. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yes. Lindsey Graham, his analogies to what Mar-a-Lago is like.
Let me read this to you from Bob Woodward's book, as reported by CNN, that Senator Lindsey Graham, who is a Trump confidant and a Trump golf buddy as well, says, this is the quote attributed to Graham, "Going to Mar-a-Lago is a little bit like going to North Korea. Everybody stands and claps every time Trump comes in."
Stands and claps.
So he's just going into to the restaurant or dining area?
Yep, yep.
Just probably everywhere he goes.
Like North Korea. That's an interesting comparison.
We're going to get a lot more into a number of the bombshells, and I use that term appropriately in this case because I don't use it a lot. But some of the things that were said in the book, also in Bob Woodward's own words, Eric talked with him a year ago about how he goes about putting these things together.
In quite a coup for American intelligence, we knew it was a big deal when the intel knew that Russia was going to invade Ukraine, but I don't think we realized how unbelievable that sourcing was when the U.S. military knew that Russia was going in.
So that's all coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Brewers TV is coming. New broadcast arrangement for the crew on television next season. It's Diamond Sports, which has featured the games on Bally Sports Wisconsin, is in dire financial straits. The Brewers entering into an agreement with Major League Baseball to broadcast the games.
It'll be very easy for fans to find our games. That's important to us. It'll be a dedicated channel for Brewers program and Brewers games.
Brewers President of Business Operations there, Rick Schlesinger, making the announcement at American Family Field Tuesday. The broadcast team, the personalities that we know, Brian Anderson, Bill Schroeder, Jeff Levering, Sophia Minert, they will remain the same. And then Rick says if you've always gotten the Brewers games one way or another, you'll still get the Brewers games.
I don't know that the average fan will see much of a difference in terms of availability, obviously. We're hoping to grow the audience and grow the reach, but if you have the cable or satellite, you will have the Brewers on cable and satellite next year. If you want a streaming product, we're going to have a tremendously high-energy, high-technology streaming service, subscription-based product for our fans. So,
and a lot of folks have complained about the Bally's app. If you got it that way, that it was glitchy or whatever. Future uncertain for the Bucks. They will remain on Bally Sports Wisconsin for this upcoming season. We'll see what happens after that. As for the Brewers, they say they want to add programming around this channel, do more pre and post special content as well. Of course, you can hear both the Brewers and the Bucks right here on WTMJ. That does not.
Oh, baby.
The Mets are one win away from advancing to the NLCS, believe it or not.
Of course they are.
They beat the Phillies 7-2. Really was never in doubt. And Jesse Winker, everyone's favorite, hit a home run. He bombed one down the right field line, and he sat and just watched it. He didn't start running until the ball landed.
He milked the moment.
He milked the moment, says Adam Amin on Fox Sports 1. Yeah, he sure did. And then he mouthed at the camera, "I hate you, Milwaukee."
He didn't do that, but he cracked on us again.
He did say he hates Milwaukee. In fact, he tells the New York Post, "As for as Milwaukee goes, I'll hate them forever."
What guy? Did his dog die here or something?
He told the Post he was upset. He was upset that Frankie Montas hit him in the final series. I don't think he didn't like that he got booed during the playoffs. He knew that he struggled last year.
Well, because this is what we were expecting during the playoffs.
Yeah,
when we brought
this
him
guy.
On last year.
Yeah, so anyway.
And he went 0-for, and we lost.
Yes, right.
To the Diamondbacks, who then, of course, went to the World Series.
Padres also a win away from advancing to the NLCS. They hang on the beat to Dodgers last night. A bombshell of a coaching decision for your New York Jets. They fired their head coach, Robert Saleh.
Woody Johnson didn't want to squander what could potentially be the last year of Aaron Rodgers' career.
Ah, so it has to do with Rodgers. Now, Rodgers claiming he had nothing to do with this. People say, no, it doesn't have anything to do with number 8. But there's always been a little bit of an issue there, a little tension that's kind of always bubbled around between Rodgers and Saleh. So.
Well, there was the day that Rodgers was a no-show for training camp, right?
Yeah, and
he got tried to smooth it over.
He was in Egypt during some of the mini camps, so he didn't come in for that. And then he's been, his guy got demoted yesterday. Nathaniel Hackett got demoted as the offensive coordinator making the play calls. And then a few hours later, Saleh's canned. So, not suggesting there's a there, but hey, perception becomes reality real quick when you're Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. You're welcome, New York. Your problem now. 7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hapley, raving about Eric Wilson's guy Xavier McKinney as he gets another interception.
Innovative.
And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
We have this. We're on the video screen. You and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. Is that yeah. So big with that prediction?
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, did Rodgers get Robert Saleh fired or what?
I was listening to you guys right before I jumped on, and it's hard to kind of not take that interpretation of it. So Aaron Rodgers has been, and we had a lot of people on our show yesterday, we're done with Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a fascinating athlete. He's a fascinating person in our culture. We have a long, really good history with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The last year was not good, and there was some chop before that. He has control of what he's doing. He loves Nathaniel Hackett, and by all accounts, the reporting yesterday, the Robert Saleh component to this, and I thought this at the time, and normally you miss a mini camp, it's pretty innocuous. He was here, you know, no big deal. Like, nobody's going to remember if, you know, a Packer player missed the mini camp, and then if it was Jaden Reed. Or Bill Stead's guy, McKinney. Is anybody going to be talking about McKinney missing a minicamp? No. But when he missed, and he had planned it and told them, and when Robert Saleh came out and said it was an unexcused absence, my antenna went up and thought, this is not going to be good for their relationship. Because Aaron, for all of his qualities, he's going to hold a grudge now. And it was, I think, at that point, I don't know if the trust or whatever it would be, it was going to cause consternation between the two of them, and it's always easier to fire a coach than to fire players. So now I think what Woody Johnson has basically said, like, well, listen, we think we have a great roster. Go ahead. And now Aaron Rodgers, here you go.
So now what? Like, who's – I didn't even see who's coaching the team.
Defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Ulbrich.
Man, that's hard, though, going into week 6 to retool, to change, Tausch?
Yeah, what is that like behind the scenes?
Well, fortunately for me, I never had to deal with an interim coach, but I will tell you this. There's a – just like if if we get a new boss or if you're always – because you have a comfort level and a communication with your old guy, when the new – when Mike McCarthy came in, when he gave us our first talk in, like, March when he got hired, you perk up, you sit, because you have to reprove everything. Now, this coach, this is a scenario here where I think Saleh's defense has been pretty good. He's got trust, and he knows everybody. So it's a different deal. What are you going to do differently than the old coach? Because that's your guy hired you. So it's a real tricky scenario that Ulbrich has to go through. But you have to do something different. You can't do the same thing over and over, but you better make sure you're authentic to who you are as a coach and as a person, because NFL players will see through that quickly. What are you going to bring differently than Robert Saleh? And to be honest, I don't know, unless they trade for Devontae, I don't know what this offense is going to do that's going to make their team have more success than what they did with Robert Saleh, because, again, It's Jeff Olbrich's defense. It's Robert Saleh's defense. They kind of pass the offense over to Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett, and that's been the part of this team that struggled.
I think it's such an interesting thing you say there, Tausch, because I made the point yesterday when Packers head coach Matt LaFleur was being asked about the Romeo Doubs situation and what he was going to do, and he had sort of this corporate speak of, we're moving forward, we're not looking backwards, we're blah, blah, blah. So, like, you know, he's a football coach, but he's also a boss, a manager in a workplace, just like where you work, yep, just like yep. where I work. Like, this guy manages people.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing in an NFL locker room is you have to manage. You have a lot. I mean, Vinny, just think about your guys, the team. Everybody's got a personality. Well, just put that on, you know, the testosterone, all of the other stuff, the egos and the money and all the stuff that comes into play. And you have to manage 53 of those. And I really respect the way Goody and the way Matt LaFleur handled this Romeo Doubs. And just like they did with Jair Alexander. If you're going to practice that everybody is accountable and everybody needs to be a good teammate, when someone steps out of line as far as both guys did, it would have been real easy. It's tough to sit your best corner in a season when you're trying to make a playoff push. But if you're going to preach this culture, you better live it. And suspending Jair last year did exactly what they hoped. Jair had to take notice to himself and say, what am I doing? And am I helping the team? And the rest of that locker room takes notice, just like they would if Jair got away with it. What do you think the other guys are going to do? Oh, boy, if that happens, I can do this. You have to make sure you set the standard and then live up to that standard. The Romeo Doubs situation could be fascinating to see how Romeo handles it when he talks to the press, because he's in a situation, the same thing. He needs to get his blank together or the team's just going to move forward. And that's the culture you want to have established.
You should see what it's like trying to control Bill Stead around here. Like, every show, man. He's pulling on his jersey.
I am insufferable.
He's obnoxious. Just obnoxious.
I see the ego with this McKinney thing just continuing to grow. So I feel for you and Pancake about how
it's not a good
how
stick.
Much that has to be on a daily basis. Oh, God.
Thanks, Tausch.
See ya.